This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
I did indicate earlier on that we'll be chatting to Uputo Tandinda, Bafana Nzimande, about a nurse who's accused of killing her domestic worker over a combined 6 million rands life insurance payout, who appeared in the Lens or Linasia Magistrate Court today. But before I go to Bafana, I think it must be made law that if you put a person as if you insure a person for a payout, if that person dies, that person must know. That person must consent. I think insurance companies must because reclosure. I'm telling you, we are going to die. I think insurance companies must be compelled, because at this rate, I'm telling you, there are many of us here who are being insured and we are not aware. Whether by the boyfriend, whether by the girlfriend, we are not aware. And these people are just looking at us, waiting for the maturity date to say, this one, in 2 years' time, no, she'll be ready. She'll be ready. Zimand, you may be a person I insured as well, but
ungibhekile nje
ukuthi ungibhekile kumele le 2 years 2026 no 3-6 million but Nzimande, I'm your lala, but I'm your pool last month. Anyway, it's a serious matter though, don't you think, Nzimande?
Matter, Jovicho. It's a serious matter, and the nurse's name is Thembi Letulu. She is being accused of premeditated murder and fraud. She was arrested last week, Tuesday, and this whole incident, we are told, started in 2020, where there was a 21-year-old who came from KZN. She found employment at Ms. Tulu's house. She came in as a domestic worker. And we are told that when she got there, they opened a bank account for her, and she was registered for life covers, and the sole beneficiary was Uthembi Letulu from those cover life covers. And then in 2022, we are also told that there is a gardener who used to work at Ms. Tulu's house, and there's information that the 21-year-old domestic worker was drugged and taken to the gardener's shack. That's where she was alleged, her clothes was alleged slit by the gardener, and her body was dumped near a dumping site in Indonesia. But the police managed to make an arrest last week. The first suspect was Thembi Letulu, who is a nurse. And then on Friday, we saw after court proceedings, Ms. Tulu's sister was also arrested after court. And today they came into court. There was another third suspect who was added on that list. But his name is Simon Mohale, who is the gardener. He was arrested over the weekend. But in court today, the sister was not presented in court. She has been let loose. We are told she's working with the police. And the gardener, he's also working with the police. But the two accused for now who are in front of the court is Thembi Letulu, who is a nurse, and the gardener, Simon Mohale. They are both facing premeditated murder and fraud. Their matter will come back next week, Tuesday. The state needs to verify their address and check their profiles as well. But it's a serious matter to a virtual. Someone in court even suggested that the later domestic worker might was not even aware that these life covers were made in her name, and the sole beneficiary was her employer.
So, yeah, I mean, anyone in attendance, the family of the victim?
Well, I saw the family of the accused. Some of the kids were also in court, and a few neighbors were also in court to just follow court proceedings. But from what we picked up in court today, it seems more charges could be added, and it seems more people might be arrested as we go forward, because police are also following up on information that they might be someone else who had has also passed away, and a certain claim was also made. But that information will be revealed when we come back on Tuesday and see if that other matter is being added and more suspects are being placed on in front of the court. But what we know so far is that the accused, number two, that is Simon Mukhal, who was a gardener, he's working with the police, and the sister who was arrested on Friday, she is also working with the police. So we'll have to wait and see on Tuesday when we come back on who will be added as an accused on this matter.
And as Thembile Xulu, who appeared in court today, the lady who's being accused there, you know, are we talking about a young person or slightly older?
She is a 48-year-old woman, and she was employed as a nurse, and she used to live in Lanesia. And during her arrest, after the alleged incident in 2022, she changed address. She moved from Lanesia and she went to the site of Fort Laura. So she is a 48-year-old woman. And the information that I have in front of me, but that information has to be placed in the court before I can give you that information. But when you look at her family setup, there's something that police are investigating. So, as I've said, they might add something else when you come back on Tuesday.
Got you. Thank you so much, my brother. As always, we appreciate your time. Yeah, Bafana Nzimande, Power News reporter.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.